And in fact, the ATS recently took a very thorough look at the available, very limited data to try to make a series of recommendations based on how to potentially mitigate the risk for the patient and the staff while maximizing the clinical information that you need to manage those patients. And it gave you the schema. It's a complex schema, guys. Welcome to the COVID-19 world. Looking at the prevalence of COVID, lower prevalence, higher prevalence, you should know that in your community. And those tiers were now tiers to make you think, what do I need to do differently based on the prevalence of this virus in my community and likelihood of it impacting my patients? Do I need to see that patient physically very often? Can I make the visits more remote in terms of timing? And then, Jerry, I'm sure you guys are the same way, but we do so much video management now of our patients to try to do home care. And I think that's in part what the ATS is recommending, that you really need to critically think how often you need to see the patient, what kind of testing you really absolutely need, how to gauge the risk, and how to try to develop mitigation strategies as complex as testing everyone with RT-PCR before they get to step in your office. And I think, unfortunately, guys, it is a bit more complicated. But Ruth, I think you through the foundation have done some really cool work in querying patients, caregivers, and clinicians. And so what insights can you provide in that respect?